Carnival season continues to ramp up as the Order of Inca rolls tonight at 6:30 on Route A. Originally founded as a non-parading society for almost two decades, the first Inca parade was held in 1975. From the beginning, the Peruvian enthusiasts that comprise the Order of Inca have gone out of their way to accurately celebrate the symbols and colors that traditionally represent the Incan culture. Take note of the two large pumas flanking the Incan chief on the emblem float, along with snakes, suns, and condors on the sun worshippers float. Both of these floats always lead the parade, followed by the messenger's float, which prominently displays the annual theme. This year's theme is Inca Hits Broadway, and the parade will feature 13 floats. Inca has always placed a lot of emphasis on their costumes and the details of their tableau, with this year sure to be a hit with the music and skits depicting Broadway's recognizable songs. Let's see if they can top the tableau of 1989 when they dropped an actual chandelier on stage while acting out scenes from The Phantom of the Opera. Each day through Ash Wednesday, I'll have a new Moon Pie Minute focusing on the pageantry, revelry, and stories of Mardi Gras in South Alabama. If you missed one or just want to check out parade routes and times, visit fmtalk1065.com. I'm Stephen McNair, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.